I said,
Matt Rule compared you to Fran Tarkenton.
He was one that would scramble around. All the Minnesota Vikings.
Back when I was young.
You know, like 30 years before you were born.
Yeah.
You don't know who Fran
Tarkenton
is?
I don't. Half the people here don't know who Fran
Tarkenton is. That's a good point, Cedric.
Anyway, obviously, I knew you were trying to make a play. I guess what was it like out there just battling tonight? Continuing to battle even as they continue to hit you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough game. Obviously, we, you know, we got a lot of to do offensively. We, you know, played pretty bad offensively, and, you know, that starts with me. I got to make sure we're ready to go and put us in good situations. So y'all can put that on me offensively. But we'll get it fixed. Defense played great. They, you know, they won us the game. So field goal kicker made a big kick, and, you know, win's a win, so we'll take it.
What concerns you the most of the issues tonight that you guys had?
I mean, we just handed him the football multiple times. You can do that. You know, if we don't do that, it's a totally different game. So, yeah.
3rd and 19, what was the name of that play? That one that you completed to Tyquan there at the end?
Oh, that's just one of our play-action double move plays. And got the completion.
When you saw that play, when you heard when that came in, what was your thought?
I mean, my thought was complete the ball. I mean, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Do you have any concern of whether, because I know they were fighting for it down there, any concern of whether or not who had the ball at the end?
No, because usually when it's close like that, it goes to the offense. So.
What does it say about just the makeup of this team, that the offense can have an off night like tonight and you still find a way to win a Big 12 game like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's big. We got to get defenses playing really well. You know, we'd like to help them out more and, you know, just play better. And, you know, we need to because TCU plays really good defense and, you know, they score some points on offense. And it's a really good football team. So we'll go on the road there, and, you know, we need to bring our A game.
Charlie, how much respect do you have for Xavier Newman for doing what he did? Because, I mean, he's, you know, he's going to redshirt.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that's just kind of the guy he is. He's a team player. I have a ton of respect for that guy. You know, he's just a really good guy and, you know, a great teammate.
Charlie, there was a time when if you guys played a game like this, Baylor didn't win a game like this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Baylor winning these close games now?
I think maybe a little bit of a different style of football than the previous era. Previous era was more air raid, kind of that stuff. And, you know, we still throw it around, but I think it's just a different type of football and different type of mentality. That's, you know, kind of brought to the table with this team.
What's the mentality that's different?
I mean, we our brand of football is to be the toughest, hardest working, most competitive team in the country. So, you know, no matter how things are going, there's no excuse not to go out there and compete and give it all you got each play. And that's really what Coach Rule preaches is you can't take a playoff. And, you know, I think our defense, you know, would have held them to an insane amount of yards if that one long touchdown didn't happen. So hats off to the defense.
Yeah. You go against them, and you've been doing that now since obviously during the spring and the summer. When did you start to see that change in that they would be who they are now during games?
Yeah, I mean, throughout fall camp, they're, you know, tough. They're a good defense. So, you know, I think that was good for us to just kind of, you know, iron sharpen iron all throughout fall camps. And, you know, we still – do team compete each week, every Tuesday, Wednesday. We're ones against ones, so it's not like we don't do that anymore. We're still doing that.
You and your teammates built a foundation a couple of years ago, and now to see the fruits of your labor, 8-0, everybody's talking about you. What is that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely more fun than losing, you know, but we also got to have a, you know, just an insane amount of focus and, you know, just focus on what's happening inside those doors of the facility and, you know, not listen to kind of the outside noise, if you say.
With where this team has come from so quickly, what is it like kind of getting used to being the hunted and the one that everybody's kind of gunning for?
Yeah, I mean, once you win some games, you're going to get everyone's best shot. So, you know, I think it's no different. You just got to show up and, you know, play your best football possible each week if you want to win in the Big 12 because everyone's so explosive and you know, such good athletes on the field that, you know, you got to bring it each week. You saw it I mean, you almost saw it tonight, and then, you know, you saw a few games the other week. If you don't show up, you know, you can lose.
Fourth down at the goal line, did you feel like you had gotten in?
Yeah, the first one, I thought I was in the end zone by a good amount, but, you know, they didn't call a touchdown, and second one got stuffed, no.
Is there a reason that the offense kind of finds some rhythm and opens up a little bit more in the second half than sometimes it does in the first?
You know, that's a good question. It's something that we definitely need to fix. You know, probably we've played a little bit better in the second half statistically over the weeks. Definitely need to come out and play better at the beginning of games.
You got sacked a bunch tonight. You got hit a lot. You had collisions that you forced as well. How quickly will your body overcome a game like tonight?
So, you know, it'll probably take a few days, but, you know, tomorrow I'll go in, get in the ice, get in the hot tub, you know, rehab, stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, your body throughout the season at this point, no one feels great. So you just got to do your best and be mature about it and, you know, do the certain things necessary for your body to feel as good as it can for each game day.
What were your impressions of 56 and 55?
Yeah, they're really good players, high motor. You know, obviously they got after me a little bit today, like they have with almost every other quarterback. They're really good players. Hats off to them. A lot of respect for those guys.